Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome back to the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night as we continue to celebrate Henrik Stenson's epic win at Royal Troon, and it certainly produced a round for the ages. 10 birdies on Sunday, and right now it is time to relive all the drama, discuss the highlights between Stenson and Phil Mickelson with ESPN's very own Bill Rosinski. He was there providing extensive coverage for the major championship, and the network absolutely enjoyed it, and of course we loved watching the round. Good evening, Bill. It's nice to have you back with us.
Thanks, Elissa. Good to be with you, and it was certainly... I think you suddenly realize at some point at an event you're covering that you're really watching something special, something unique. And I had been fortunate enough to be with both guys, Stenson and Mickelson, on Saturday. I hoped Sunday would live up to the hype, and boy, did it.
You know what's interesting, too, Bill, is throughout the years we've had you on the program many times, and you have covered so many big events for ESPN. I know, as you're talking about, this has got to be one of your favorites, but is the adrenaline, is it still flowing from covering the Open Championship?
Yeah, you know, it was really special, and I was fortunate enough. We had two rovers on the golf course on the weekend, and I had both guys Saturday, and people forget how good that was on Saturday between the two, as they both played well and then kind of separated themselves from the field. And then Doug Bell was my compatriot on the golf course. And before Sunday started, because I had basically had Mickelson since Thursday, and where he almost shot 62, lipped out on 18 to shoot, ended up shooting 63, my producer said, "Bill, you and Doug are going to go with the last group. Nobody else matters. Who do you want?" And I said, "Well, I've been with Phil all week. Let me stick with Phil." So as it turned out, Doug got the winning call, but it was riveting stuff all day.
I have to wonder, Bill, have you ever made 10 birdies in a round?
I could go a year playing golf, Alyssa, without making 10 birdies. To me, there were two keys to why Stenson won the golf tournament. One, his putting, because if you look at his stats on the PGA Tour, I think he ranks 148th in strokes gained putting, which is not good. Jason Day was number one going into the tournament last week. So when you're 148, you're not so hot. Ball striking, tee to green, he's spectacular. There might be nobody better. So he put it all together. He was sinking putts like you wouldn't believe. On Saturday, he made a 30-footer to save par at 10. And then a lot of people remember at 15, when he was beating Phil by one, he thinks that it was like a 50-footer that he made. So I think the key there for Stenson was his putting all week. It was spectacular. And then the other key is, when you really break it down, over the last 2 days, on the back nine, the two par threes, Stenson was 5 shots better than Mickelson on the two par threes, and that's why he won.
He is back from covering the Open, ESPN Radio's very own Bill Rosinski. He's joining us tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And certainly when we talk about Henrik Stenson, I have to ask you this, Bill. How was he able to find inspiration and the will to win despite working through grief and losing such a close friend to cancer?
You know, I think we all have different ways of responding to adversity and issues in our lives that might distract us from what we need to do on our job. You know, I just think back to Crenshaw when he won the Masters the last time. What was that, 95 or 4, when Harvey Pinnick had passed away, his longtime coach.
Right.
And he had actually buried, he and Tom Kite were one of Pinnick's students. And they had gone to bury him on, I think, Tuesday. And then Wednesday, he shows up at the golf course, and he was really not into it. And his caddy gave him a little tip on the driving range about his setup. Next thing you know, he's a Masters champion again. And that's you remember when Crenshaw just broke down after he made the putt at 18, and was sobbing because of what it all meant to him. So I think, you know, Henrik used that as inspiration. And I think Henrik also, his caddy, Gareth Lord, he had told Lord, "If I ever win a major, you got to quit smoking." So there was another inspiration for Henrik.
There has been a lot of talk this past week about Henrik Stenson and Phil Mickelson. I mean, did they deliver the greatest Open ever? Is it better than Duel in the Sun at Turnberry in 1977, Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus? I mean, could you compare the round for us?
Well, the Nicklaus and Watson had kind of separated themselves a bit, but it wasn't like this. I mean, we knew going into Sunday, it was down to two guys that were going to have a chance to win the golf tournament, and they were in the last group on Sunday. So it was a little different. But I think the shot making was really good. But I will defer, Alyssa, to Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus, who both said after Sunday, comparing what Stenson and Mickelson had done to their battle, the duel in the sun, and they both said it was better than what they did. So I will defer to the experts and agree that what we saw on Sunday will live in infamy in major championship golf history as maybe the best weekend of golf between two players, and certainly the final round, basically a shootout between two guys who played flawless golf.
ESPN's radio, Bill Rozinski is with us tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You can go to our podcast page, podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab to listen to this interview. And, you know, as we continue to celebrate Henrik Stenson's big win, we have to tip our hat to Phil Mickelson, who at the age of 46, I mean, gosh, he is like a fine wine, continues to get better with time. He was truly sensational. Why is he playing so well? As I understand, what, he's lost 25 pounds? Assess his performance.
Well, he was great, although really no one was picking Phil as we went into the week. It was the usual suspects, McIlroy, Day, Spieth, maybe Ricky Fowler, though Ricky's game hasn't been great. And Phil, actually, Phil's had, I think, five top fives this year. But in the majors, at the Masters and U.S. Open, he missed the cut. So people were kind of looking at that. When it comes to the majors, Phil's game's not just quite up to snuff. He's been going through a lot of swing changes. He's got a new coach that he's worked with this year. Spent a lot of time in the offseason working on his short game, working on his swing mechanics. And I think that it kind of all came together. And you pointed out the fact that he's lost 25 pounds. He said leading up into the tournament that he's in better shape than he was 10 years ago. He's hitting the ball as far or maybe even farther because of the equipment and the golf ball than he was 10 years ago. And he thought there was no reason why he couldn't contend that week to win a major and maybe in the next 5-6 years before he turns the big 5-0, where he believes that he can contend. And I think he's right. I think he's got the mental game for it. And what really impressed me, Alyssa, with Phil this past week at Royal Troon was he was very conservative off the tee. There were times when I followed him on Thursday and Friday, the guy he was playing with was 40 yards ahead of him off the tee. But he was just playing to a number. He didn't want to get into trouble in those nasty bunkers that can, turn a par and make it a triple bogey real fast. So I think most of the week he was very conservative with his game, which for him can be, an issue sometimes because he's kind of that swashbuckler, the Palmer Ballesteros, hits up the pants, and let's see what we can do if we get into trouble. But he kept himself out of trouble. And look what he did on Sunday. He shot 65.
Wow.
He had four birdies and an eagle, never made a bogey, and lost. Yeah. Lost by three. Wow.
Yeah, excellent game management by Phil Mickelson. And you think about what he did and accomplished at the age of 46. He's got that arthritis and then, of course, is playing in that cold weather. The 40 is the new 30. It didn't seem to affect him at all. That, I thought, was remarkable in itself.
Oh, it was. And the weather, and let's say right now that he and Stenson and those guys who had the different tee times, the afternoon on Thursday, the morning on Friday, got a huge break with the weather. All those guys who play in the Open Championship will tell you that there's a lot of luck involved in the draw because of the wacky weather. So when Phil went out on Thursday, Thursday morning it was bad, rainy, windy, he goes out sunshine in the afternoon. Friday, he goes out in the morning. Friday was not a good day, weather-wise all day, but the worst of it came in the afternoon. The winds picked up. I think they were blowing maybe 10 to 12. When Phil was out there, it was like 20 to 25 when the other guys were out there in the afternoon. So that had something to do with it, I think, for a lot of the guys, as far as, when you looked up at the scoreboard. But Phil's, he's still got game. Never write this guy off. And he wants to win. He still has this tremendous desire to win major championships, and he almost pulled it off last week.
We are reliving the drama and discussing all the highlights between Henrik Stenson and Phil Mickelson as we recap the Open tonight with ESPN Radio, Bill Rozinski, tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Come on back.